My name is Willie Terry, and I'm the Roman labor correspondent for the Hudson Mohawk magazine. Today I have on the phone Seth Cohan, who is president of the Capital District Area Labor Federation. And you're also a member of the New York State United Teachers. Seth, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
All right. So, Seth, let's get started but first I want to ask you the question about what is the Capital Area Labor Federation? So what is that?
So basically it's a coalition of all the labor groups in the upstate area. We actually cover 11 counties around the Capital District, Albany, Schenectady, Rensselaer, Warren, that whole area. And so we're part of the statewide AFL-CIO. Mm-hmm. About 15 years ago, I think, they divided up the whole state into, I think there's 8 or 10 area labor councils. So we represent the Capital District, and then there are smaller ones in each of the cities. Like there's one in Troy and Albany, Schenectady, Saratoga, Glens Falls. And so we're kind of a way for all of the labor unions, both public and private, to be able to get together, know what each other are doing, help each other out, contract fights, settlements, strikes, all kinds of things having to do with workers. That old adage, there's more power with the greater number of people.
So it has some representation in all the key areas in the Capital District.
Yeah, that's correct. We've got public employees, we've got CSEA, but then we also have members from the building trades. We've got, the pipe fitters, carpenters, painters, and then we've got, other people in firefighters. Communications, like people who work for Verizon, CWA. We've got all those various groups sit at the table together.
Okay. Tell me about your labor activism and that brought you to this point you're at now.
Yeah. Like I said, I've been involved, as a high school teacher, mm-hmm. I got involved very early on, probably over 3 decades ago, being a representative for my building and then getting interested a little bit more in the contract things that were going on. Every 3 to 4 years, we'd have a contract come up. And so I got interested in that, held most of the positions in my local union in Troy, in the city of Troy, building rep, membership person. And worked my way up, and in 2001, I was elected president of my local. We have about 500 members in all of the city schools, from classroom teachers, guidance counselors, social workers, and so I started doing contract work, labor relations with the superintendent, and then I started doing more work for the statewide teachers union, sitting on statewide councils having to do with not only contracts, health concerns, education policies, and then the state asked me to represent New York State at the national level. So then I sat on a program and policy council with the American Federation of Teachers. And so there were about 50 of us from around the country would meet 2 or 3 times a year to work on not only education issues, but labor and education and how the two would meet up together. I've done a whole lot of things with, political campaigns, advocacy for groups. And, so all those 3 years, I spent 14 years as the local president. And when I retired last year, I now work for, part-time, but I do work for New York State United Teachers as one of their political action coordinators for the Capital District.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Is that United Teachers? Is it in the Albany area?
NYCET, they have their headquarters up here in Albany, but across the state, they have close to 100,000 members from, you know, K-12 public schools, higher education colleges, you know, every teacher in the city of New York, all the big school, big, you know, cities like Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, you know, as well as small ones way up in the Adirondack Mountains and all the way out to Long Island.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I know you just had a annual business meeting of the Capital District Area Labor Federation. You was elected president.
Yep.
So the question I want to ask you is, as the new president of the Capital District Area Labor Federation, what are some of your expectations of the labor union over the next few years?
Sure. Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good question. One of the things I really want to do, and I think a lot of times the labor unions go in cycles of having lots of input from their members, and then over time, you know, the various organizations, they either get maybe a little stale or you have less people coming in. You know, obviously, you know, people get busy with their lives and things. So one of my goals for the next couple of years, I mean, immediate goal, and then obviously takes a little time, is to build back up the various labor councils, especially in the immediate area, Albany, Schenectady, Troy, Saratoga, even up north a little bit, Glens Falls. They all have good labor councils, mm-hmm. but as people get older and retire, you got to get the younger folks involved, and it gets a little harder. You know, as a young working person, you know, you're juggling your work, you're juggling your family, and it's hard to get them involved in the labor union. And so that's one of my goals, is to work with individual labor councils and to say, you know, what is it, what do your members need, and how can we provide it? I mean, just in our area, those labor councils that I mentioned, Albany, Troy, and Saratoga, those three all have new presidents this year, people who had been on their boards, but now they have new presidents. So it just shows that, you know, the old guard has retired, and now we have new folks coming in. And so I really hope to work with those three folks. The guy over at Schenectady has been there a year or two. And so I really want to be able to reach out to all the various locals and say, you know, what can we do to help you get your members more involved?
Yeah, and that's a key question, getting the young people involved. That's something that all the unions are talking about. So what is the what do you see, in your opinion, is the most challenging thing in the labor movement today?
I think the most challenging is recognition that unions still have an important role in workers' lives. In the 30 years that I've been involved, and my parents and grandparents had always been involved with labor unions too. So growing up as a kid, you know, I grew up in the 50s and 60s. You know, labor talk was something I heard a lot at my home, in my dinner table and things. And over the 50s, 60s, and into the 70s, a lot of rights were fought and won. Mm-hmm. Different mm-hmm. laws were won. And so, in one sense, the labor, we've done a really good job of getting good working conditions for people. But, yeah, and so a lot of times younger folks coming in, they sort of take for granted that you're going to have sick time, that you're going to get vacation time, that, you know, that PEF and OSHA, you know, the working conditions and healthcare is going to be there. But we have to make them understand that all of those things were fought for, and you can't take them for granted. And so to me, one of the hardest things to getting people involved is to get them to understand that it's not, you can't just say, oh yeah, you know, just because you've had this in the contract, you're always going to have it.
Right.
You know, management, no matter whether it's public or private, you know, their job is they got a business and they're running a business. And sometimes they want to do it on the backs of workers, and workers can't take for granted that what they've had in the past will always be there. So, you know, you always have to be advocating. You always have to be talking to the politicians who are making the laws to make sure that stuff is going our way. And to me, that's one of the biggest hurdles that the labor union, not just in New York, but across the country that we've got to work for.
Mm-hmm.
You figure like a place like Schenectady, GE, even into the 70s, they had thousands and thousands of people working there, and they don't anymore. And so the kind of the clout of the labor union has kind of gone down a little bit. And so I think we've got to really push it. It's a different labor force. It's sort of scattered around a bit, but we've got to be able to pull them all together.
Right. Now, I know so you say you've been involved in the labor movement for quite a while. What are your thoughts on the progression of the labor movement in the Capital District?
I think we've had in the Capital District, I think we've been doing pretty well. We pushing for not only labor and worker rights, but we've been incorporating some social justice aspects. I really learned that a lot through my work with the New York State United Teachers. They obviously do a whole lot of work on teacher and education, but one of the other pillars of them is their whole aspect of social justice, in that worker rights are human rights.